Eloheinu, Melech Ha'olam, Shehakol Neyeh B'Dvaro.
Amen.
Many of you perhaps saw there was an email that was Siyata Dishmaya Penn sent out Erev, the second days of Yotav, going into Shvi Shal Pesach, on the heels in the aftermath of the Ason HaNora, the horrific tragedy of the young Chosin Akala, lives prematurely taken up, and Ola Tamima, Hashamayma, Mamish Kain, Nodav V'Naviyu, a fire taking them up, a fire that can tell you're paying a Shiva visit today by the Kaplan Mishpocha. And my wife and I hearing about how the policemen and firefighters involved, they postured to never saw anything like it. They said it was incredibly atypical for a car even to be hit at such with such force, at such an impact, but to go up in flames and with the flames so high, they said they certainly passed away on the moment, at the moment of impact, but such a fire they said they've never seen. It was clearly something unusual, something atypical. And at least from our perspective, it seems to be bebechina of an Ola Tamima that went up a Shamayma, and just like Bekrovei HaKodesh, the Heilig HaNeshama said of Anodav and Aviyu, this was clearly something that Ashkochas HaBorei did deemed, and was something that the community needed, the larger community of Klai Yisrael needed, and this awakening. Obviously, there was huge Neshamas involved, and it's difficult to come to grips with such a horror, such a tragedy, but clearly, Klai Yisrael, as always, we persevere, we endure, we go on, we go weiter, mechayil, achayil, and Mit Hashem, together with this Mishpacha Chashuva, the two Mishpachas, 11 in the Kaplan Mishpachas, will all be zocher to go weiter and to give continuous aliyas and neshama with the Riboy Zechuyas coming out of this horror, this tragedy, and Mit Hashem to bring the neshamas to Yad Hayim Adregas, to bring us all to more elevated places, and Mit Hashem, an hour of Avodas Hashem. So one nekuda that I mentioned was Rav Elimeir Bloch, the famous Vart, and many are Miyachesed to Rav Blazer Gordon, the tells Rosh Hashiva. I saw it in Rav Shlomo Lawrence's Sefer B'Mechitzasam. The truth is, I even just got an email from Rav Elimeir Bloch's grandson, Rav Yosef Sorotskin, also sent an email, and he took some Nacham as well, and his grandfather being quoted. That's a Maisa that is bought in the name of the Telzerov and a number of Sfarim, and Rav Shlomo Lawrence, who dealt with a lot of Gedolei Yisrael, has three volumes of the Sefer B'Mechitzasam. It's an English edition, volume 2, page 214. He mentions an idea that I related in the pre-Yontif email, and that Rav Elio Bloch was dancing Lebedek, rejoicing on the Simchas Torah following the arrival of the terrible news after having been informed that he lost his wife and all of his children. And there was a Talmud who approached him dancing Lebedek and Simchas Torah, and he said, Rebbe Torah, Hivalomar Ani Tzorech, how is it possibly happy after the huge calamity that befell your wife and four children? So this question, writes Rav Lawrence, prompted Rav Bloch to deliver a talk in the yeshiva in which he said, some people think I'm unable to be truly happy, that my rejoicing and dancing in Simchas Torah was not genuine. The truth, however, is there's might and rejoicing where he is, quoting the Pasuk of Divrei Yomim Perek Tzayin, adding the following medrash. Now, I had heard it first in the name of Rav Blazer Gordon, and the way that I heard it over the years was explaining the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Sanhedrin Lamed Tes, that Bikshu Malachi Yeshori Slomar Shira, the Malachim wanted to hear Shira, wanted to sing Shira. And when they witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf, Eivishter says, what do you mean? Masa Yadu Toma Yam, Atamutsu Lomar Shira. So the Velt's Kasha is, Samamela, what gave Klaiyasol the green light? What was their hand to? What granted them the license that the Malachim were now allowed to go ahead and rejoice while in that state of mourning God's precious handiwork? Then why was Klaiyasol allowed to do so? To which Rav Blazer Gordon responded, because a malach has only one tafkid at a time, and similarly a malach can only express the hainu al yodo, only one emotion could come out and be manifest. A malshaken human being is capable of more than one emotion simultaneously, and thus, you're right, we had a gavaldic level of simcha and hankufa precisely in the same moment that we had an unbelievable state of rejoicing, of pure and sheer elation at witnessing the greatest miracle and zekeli vanveu. Exactly at the same time, we never lost sight, we put it into its respective compartment. And the Masayan and Tovayam, we were talking in a state of bereavement and we were mourning the loss of God's handiwork. At the same time, and it's not a steer, a client still can have more than one emotion at the same time. And that's how I heard Rav Lezer Gordon. That's the Chazal that he bought to substantiate such an idea. And that's what I conveyed in the email. What I didn't share in the email was Rav Elamayor Bloch's corroboration came from Mehmed Rish Rabbo, Legabe Akedas Yitzchak at the end of Vayera. And Rav Bloch said that if you look at the Medrash, you'll see there's a Manda Yomar that when Avram Avinu went to perform Akedas Yitzchak, tears streamed from his eyes. He was crying all the while. We tend to walk away from the mice of Akedas Yitzchak. We say, oh, Gevaldik, he was walking, he was mamish besimcha, zrizim akdim, and chenerim v'yashkim Avram Avoker. He got up early in the morning and he was excited, he was leibedik, oh, Gevaldik, I'm going to shuck my son. All right, to the Medrash, he was crying every single step of the way. And yet he still went forward happily. Ask Rav Bloch, how could he have been crying tears of anguish while at the same time being in a happy frame of mind? Hazok Dr. Bloch, the truth is that a person can experience two contradictory feelings together. Eina chanami, a yid can rejoice and be distressed at the very same moment in time. Mitzad Echad Avraham Avinu wept freely over taking his son to be a sacrifice. And it wasn't a stira. At the same moment in time, he joyfully performed the mission and trusted to him, rejoicing over the selfsame act of taking his son to be a sacrifice. And in a similar manner, Rav Bloch explained to that Talmud, I mourn the loss of my family, whom I remember day and night. They're never out of my leiv and nefesh for a single moment in time. And with that tsar, I continue having them in mind, but they're on their own compartment, even while I rejoice at Simchas Torah wholeheartedly and with genuine joy. A yid can have more than one emotion simultaneously. Rav Baruch Hanuma Gur from Nei Yisrael has said to me a gevaldik amaisa. Similar Indian says, Rav Eitan, I want to share with you a maisa and a vort that supports the message you sent. Harav Shmerel Shulman Shlita Talmud Lo Shashiva Rav Rudeman Amarish Bavira Machamer Sfarim Choshev Tamachocham. He lost his wife around 5-6 years ago, and his son Rav Yanki Shulman shared the following maisa when he got it from Shiva over his mother, the wife of Rav Shmerel Shulman, Rav Shmayel Shulman. They got it from Shiva on a Thursday morning, and that Shabbos was the Ofruf of Rav Yanki Shulman's son. Wednesday night, as Shiva was ending, Yanki turned to his father, Rav Shmerel, and asked, Tati, how in the world are we going to get up from Shiva and then go right to a Simcha? How can I go right from the Shiva to a Simcha, Rachmana Litzlah, we have in this community? Anokotzara, I'm a father of a member who died way too young, and the Mishpacha is making a chasana this week in the middle of the Shiva. How do you do that? How do you go from, in this case, going from the conclusion of a Shiva and going right into a Simcha? And Rav Shmerel Shulman answered, Yanki, 50 years ago, I was talking and learning with Rav Henkin and Rav Elio Henkin Zatzal. I asked in the following kasha, the Gemara says, the Gemara of the end of Titus in the last year of the Midbar and two Bav, Klai Yisrael realized that the Dor HaMidbar was no longer dying, and they made it a yontif like none other. We know what happened every year. After the Gezerah, Klai Yisrael staying in the desert until 40 years were up on the heels of Chet HaMeraglim. So every year what happened, they dug the graves, and people went into the graves, and many people, Rachman Atzlan, didn't get up out of the graves, came the last year. They dug the graves, and they realized the Dor HaMidbar was no longer dying. They celebrated, they made a yontif, etc. So I asked Rav Henkin, Rav Shmerel tells his son, Rav Yanki, how in the world can they make a simcha? Aaron HaKohen was nifter a mere 15 days earlier, Rosh Chodesh. What's the only yarn site mentioned anywhere in the pages of Chumash, Rosh Chodesh, the yard site of Aaron HaKohen, and Shteit and Tyra Klaius, or Kol Beis Yisrael, they were Mis'abel all of 30 days. He died in Rosh Chodesh. This is Tuba 15 days later. They made it a yontif, Tuba of one of the days in the Gemara, in the Sugya Baba Basu, the Sugya of the Anatinus. How can you celebrate? It's negative positive. Bozuk says they were talking to Shteit a morning, Kol Beis Yisrael, and it's only 15 days later, and they talk more down in the coin for 30 days. Rav Henkin was quiet for a moment and responded to Shmerel Shulman, Shmerel, das ist nicht kein Kasha, because by Avodas Hashem, there's no such thing as a contradiction. Because a yid can have both emotions simultaneously. They had in one compartment an avelus amitis over the loss of Aaron HaKohen, who died 15 days previous. And they talk a continued mourning on Aaron HaKohen. And that's the outside. He's the only Shomer HaShomer of Adam. They were in a state of bereavement. And at the same time, by an Evan Hashem, there's no contradiction. Why? Because they had a gevaldig simcha that yidin weren't dying any longer. Because a yid can experience both contradictory and oftentimes diametrically opposed emotions simultaneously. Now we have a Gemara at the end of Makkos, Chavdalet Amud Beis. Everybody knows the Gemara Rabbi Akiva is walking with his colleagues and they see it's two Maisim, the second Maisim, the latter Maisim that closes the Masechta. They see passing by the Kodesh HaKadoshim Shualim Hokum, the lowly foxes scurrying through. The Holy of Holies is Schilu Hembokum. They all commence to cry. Rabbi Akiva Hayim Atzachek, oh, and the whole Gemara, the Nevuas, the prophecies of Uriah and Zechariah, Tzulim and Dodi intertwined. Oh, now I know that the Nevuah is going to come true. Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. All right, Tamar Shah, everybody walks away from this Gemara. You see Rabbi Akiva and many Balei Drush, it appears in many Sfarim, and I've gone to so many Simchas, how do people walk away from this Gemara? You see Rabbi Akiva, always an eye in the future. Rabbi Akiva, always happy, always sharing with us a positive outlook, always looking at the cup, half full, overflowing. He's looking at them, it's Gemaldi, it's MS. But I think there's something more basic and practical going on here. After all, he's not just happy, he's not just laughing. Frank de Marchand, doesn't he have to be Masabal al Yushalayim? Kol Masabal al Yushalayim, Zokhar Suchos Avadi, he has to write Kriya. He had to take Kriya, Zok Damar Shof, and Art Avadi, he took Kriya. And Avadi, he was Masabal al Yushalayim. Everybody walks over, Akiva, he's happy, he's smiling, he's dancing, Rikud Gavaldi. Avadi, he's crying, he was crying and he was mourning the Khorban like all of his colleagues, and at the same time, he's Metzachik. And what do you see? From the Lazer Gordon, the Telzarov, Legabe. Masa Yerim Tomayam, Arav Elimer Bloch, his grandson, the Gabe, the Medrash Bayav, Rubina Bashas, the Akeda. That is the Maila of Rabbi Akiva. Not just Stamazo, he had a positive outlook on life. He can have two diametrically opposed expressions of emotions occurring simultaneously. Mitzad Echon, the Avelus, Komasabo Yishonayim, and Mitzad Sheni, he was Metzache, Lefiyani Yastaiti. What's the Akiva Nichamtana, Akiva Nichamtana, the double loss? And we encounter it as well, Rosh Hashanah Chafayim and Aleph. And here we have the end, Akiva Nichamtana. He was Menachem, therefore Maisa number one, Menachem, then Maisa number two. Hence, the Kvelus Aloshin, Akiva Nechatan, Akiva Nechatan, Zok Demar Shoah. We see from the Nevi'im, Yeshaya Navi, Shabbos Nachmu, and Parak Mem, Pasuk Aleph Nachmu. Very often, a Chum is expressed a double Loshin Nach. But why is that? One has to ask, why isn't a Chum expressed the Kvelus, the Phineas 90? I'll be the tzlach, and so come to an aleph, it's kishmak. What's the double nechama? One nechama is, oh, gemaldik, everything is going to be great, lasa lavo. Zok the tzlach, and so come nafnun, vahayi v'yumahu, yashem akhon ishmachon. What's going to be the greatness of lasa lavo? We're going to make a tova meitav and everything. So what's the chiddush? That's obvious, it's all going to be good. Avadu, we're going to make a tova meitav. Zok tzlach, the chiddush of lasa lavo is, I'm going to look back and all those things that in Olam Hazai, Taka recited, and I was mechuyev, to make the dayan emes, I'm going to look back, lamafriya ritual, actively, and I'm going to make the Tova Meitiv even on those things that from the outset we perceive them as tragedies. I'm going to make a Tova Meitiv even on them. The Haina one, I'm going to see that Mitoch, the Omek of the Midas Adin, all along with Chesed and Rachamim. That's the Chiddush. The Tova Meitiv will be made even on those things that currently are Machayev Mandate A, Dayana MS. The Phineas Taiti, perhaps that Ikufa is Murumas. What's Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yom Alokechem? Hakiva Nichatan, Hakiva Nichatan, Hakiva, what did you show us? And you showed us that even the things that we perceive as to be bad, we're racing Korea, we're turning bad. Avada, one thing is a nechama is, oh, you're telling us there's going to be a time in the future, is a canis God, there'll be a nechama. It's a double nechama. Why? It's a nechama because you're telling us that even me top the tzara, I'm going to see Yeshua, I'm going to see nechama. It's going to be nachma, nachma, ami, yolo kechem. There'll be the ultimate nechama of no more Shiva Machias, no more Yitzhara, Sukkot, and not only will I have a nechama, will everything be gavaldik tova meitiv. I'll have a second nechama when I look back retroactively, and I'm making a tova meitiv even on the dayan emes. That's the nachma nachma ami yomer lokechem. Yomer lokechem sam sofer zdiq sefer zikor nafayin aleph. Helokechem midas hadin yomer lokechem. I'm going to see mitoch the din. I'm going to see the chesed that was always hidden beneath the surface. Akiva nechatanu, akiva nechamtanu. And we find as well Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva. Of Chofim and Aleph, he meets up with the wife of Asus Turner, with the wife of Asus Turner's Rufus. After Rabbi Akiva, Asus Turner's Rufus, Rosha. What did he do? Roke Socha Gubocha. Roke Shai Sabamitiv Masruchi spat in the ground. Socha, can he left us? He did a Megari of an Asiv law. She was going to convert in the future. He thought he was going to marry her as a second wife. Bocha, and he cried, I Shufra Bali Mafra. See, right, Rabbi Akiva is always positive. You see, he's not always positive. Avadi, he's crying. He meets up with the wife of Turner's Rufus, and he's crying, and he's spitting, and he's smiling, laughing at the same time. On a Pasha, at the level. We're not talking about, yeah, Avadi is positive here, but Imetzius, he was crying, he was spinning at the same time. And he put each one into its own respective unique compartment, and it's not a stira. He was crying under exquisite beauty that one day he was going to be buried and turned in the ground, the Mitzat Sheni. He was laughing. That's the same Rabbi Akiva, who not only can experience two emotions simultaneously, can even experience three emotions simultaneously. And Rabbi Akiva is the one who lived with Shema Yisrael on his lips. How gishmak. Brocha Samachala from Beis Avadi lived with Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He lived with what? Hashem and Elokeinu, Hashem Minas Arachamim, and Elokeinu Minas Adin, Hashem Echad. It's all one. V'haya b'yumayeh Hashem Echad u'shmu Echad. It's all one. Who lived with that eternal message on his lips 24-7, 365? It's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is living in a world of Minas Adin. And he took the Minas Adin, he still saw the Rachamim. That's Hashem Elokeinu. That's Hashem Echad. When Moshe Rabbeinu wonders, how could this be the punishment to Rabbi Akiva? How could this be? Hashemister says, Menachos Chavtes and Rabbi Shtok, Kach also, but Machshav Lefana, you want to know Zoe Torah, Zoe Schora, when he sees that torturous punishment that Rabbi Akiva has to endure, Hashemister says, Kach also, but Machshav, he's living in a world of Midas Adin, writes the Vilna Gaon. And what? The same person living in Midas Adin always sees the Omek of the Chesed, and the Rachman Mitok Ledin. And that Gufa is the Maila of Rabbi Akiva. Where is that? In Meseches Menachos. He was a mincha. He was an offering. He offered his life. His whole Hashkafas Achayim was what? The Din and the Chesed. It's all one. It's always connected. And that is the ultimate Karma Mincha, recognizing that we have sacrifices in life. And now we just gave the Yevishter two Heilige Karbonis that were Ola B'Sora Shemaima to the highest levels of Gan Eden Shemaila. We gave the Yevishter a Mincha. We gave him Karbonos. Mamash another Benaviyo. But Yevishter, we're going to see one day that we're going to somehow recite the Tova Meitiv, even on that which we currently make the Dayan MS. It's all Ahaya B'Yamahu Yashem Achadish Malchad. Yes, there's a compartment for Amidas Adin, and there's a separate compartment Amidas Achesed. And Rachman, we could laugh and we could cry at the same time every day, but knowing all along that one day they'll all be mixed entirely, and we'll be making a Tova Meitiv on everything that's ever happened in life. We should get to that day. May Rav Yameinu Amen V'Amen. Kaddish Baruch Hu.